100 Word Stories Podcast.
Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 259, where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and then challenge you to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. The topic for this week is contamination. Starting things off is our friend, Tom. What say you, Tom?
Hello, my people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called Containment. Rudy Nabonidkov had been the medical director at Chernobyl. This is how he got his job at the CDC. Rudy was a bit bored with radiation, wanted something a little more lively. So, he moved over to the biohazards division. Unfortunately, the trace radiation in Rudy's hands weakened the polymers in the Ebola petri dishes to the point that they all shattered one sunny afternoon. Too bad the Rudy effect, as it was later called, had the same effects on the biosafety level 4 outer seals. Some might say covering Lab 3 in tomato juice was a bit overkill, but it worked.
Thank you, Tom. Next up, let's welcome Todd. How about a story?
Hello everybody, this is Todd and I'm back with weekly challenge number 259 with a prompt of contamination. And let me tell you, this is the perfect week for this subject. So here it goes. The relationship was pure and clean, like white paint in the beginning. Right off the bat we made a nice pastel from the drop of yellow we added from the last ruined bucket. And that tiny bit of yellow led to a swirl of brown distrust and a patch of jealous green. A reaction of purple dignity produced a good portion of angry red, and the colors mixed into a puddle of dark goop. How do we get back? We mix in the calmness of blue and the violet of sorry. But in the end, we can't mix the white, can we?
Thank you, Todd. Hey, Emily has returned. However, she did not send a recording of her story. Wake up, midget. Wake up.
You know those 12-compartment cupcake carriers? Our coworker Jimmy brings his lunch in those every day. Since a certain number of employers have to man the sales floor, it was months before Jimmy and I ate at the same time. I then saw he had every section filled with a different ingredient. Don't laugh, he's died. I never liked food flavors contaminating each other. Cool, I replied. He winced at my stir-fry with noodles and sauce. I picked out several veggies and let the flavors dance in my mouth. Or were the flavors making love?
Thank you, hey Em. Dave of the Gin and Dave Show is back. What has he brought us? I hope it is not a puppy.
I'm not gonna eat it. Sophie slapped her hands across her mouth and shook her head from side to side. She continued to speak, but they couldn't understand what she was saying. She just mumbled from behind her finger blockade. Honey, it's fine. 3-second rule, remember? They had just scraped the cough medicine they had spilled on the floor into the medicinal plastic shot glass. Yeah, baby, listen to your mother. We wouldn't poison you like we did your sister. That was a total and complete accident. Sophie looked at her cross-eyed sister and screamed, It's contaminated!
I guess we now know what happened to Jen. Thank you, Dave. Next up is Zachman. He has two stories this week. I hope I get them in the right order.
Is your computer contaminated with viruses and malware? Have you lost data that you can never get back? Just call 206-666-5458. And then we at the Lawrence Simeon Company will travel back in time and make you a backup copy of your lost files. We can also set your computer software to automatic update and install your favorite antivirus software before it is needed. We have a special, and if you know who spammed you, we can kill his grandmother, and he will never be born. We don't kill grandfathers due to the mama's babies, daddy's maybes paradox.
Please take a moment to breathe. Ready? Okay. Here we go. Let it rip, Zachman.
A midget or diminutive person of the altitudinally deprived bought a monkey saying something about not illegal in Florida since altitudinally was not the only way in which he was deprived. That made the monkey run away and climb a tree. The monkey was bitten by a cat that had recently eaten a rat that had eaten an ant-infested candy bar. When the man caught the monkey, it bit him. Who knew that a J.J. Campanella Starship Sofa fact article about zombie ants would be about the ants whose consumption and cross-contamination would later cause the zombie plague in humans.
Thank you, Zachman. Was that a cat we heard in the background? On the other hand, there are no cats in North Dakota. TJ will explain that and more with his story this week. Won't you, TJ?
As you might have suspected, TJ is quite unavailable this weekend. My name is George. I am from New Carthage, Connecticut, and this weekend I'll be making a small payment on some long overdue rental of Mr. TJ's brain and share with you a 100-word story of my own. It is called Cocktail Party. Into every life a little rain must fall. My own equatorial monsoon is my wife, Martha, over there chatting up one of the new prospects. Someone in the science division, I believe. She wears demure frocks to these faculty events in deference to her father, but I notice she selects older ones, ones that have grown contaminated with tightness during their stay in our closet. There go the fluttering eyelids. Unless I quite miss my guess, I'll be entertaining that young man and his unsuspecting wife in my humble abode later this evening. I'm certain Martha will see to that. In other news, our production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf has been going quite well. We close tomorrow. I didn't want to miss this weekend just because we've got the cast party set for tonight. So, wonderful weekend, all. Two down, two to go.
Thank you, TJ. Congratulations on the play. Now, let's hear from the nuclear family of writers, Chris the Nuclear Kid and Stephen the Nuclear Man. Which one is first? Chris, of course.
The corrosion room. I was strapped to a chair when they left, shutting the door behind them both. I gagged at the stench of rotting bodies, other victims. Young and old, short and tall, we all end up here, some sooner than others. It was to control the population, but it still sucks. And what's worse is the horrible stench. The room is called the corrosion room because of the rotting bodies. The room is on a remote island far from civilization to keep it a secret. The government thinks it's still a secret. But everyone knows that their time will come.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, Stephen. It is your turn now.
I tried to cover it with cologne. That nasty, musky stuff. Onions, cigarettes, honey, soap, no soap, and patchouli. Artificial flowers and ozone-destroying spray tans, cinnamon, garlic, tuna helper casseroles you couldn't get anywhere else. useless. None of it worked. Not a goddamn bit of it. You said you could still smell it. Not when you were with me. You were fine then. But later, when the other smells faded, then you claimed you could still smell the stench, that you could still smell the decay. Today I realized the truth. It's not my zombie bite that's infected. It's yours.
Thank you, Stephen. The Nuclear Writing Family. Where else can you hear such things? And now, a few minutes with Danny and his story.
Well, hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here. It's been a very, very rough week. Started off by losing my namesake. The little dog I named my avatar after, Danny Lee, well, he died on Monday. It's been very rough this week. But I still managed to put together the weekly challenge for week 159 here, contamination. So here we go. Contamination. The disaster is over. The only thing left is the wasteland left by the broken nuclear power plant next door. My dog dies in my arms from a seizure, but my government insists there is no contamination. My brother, who works at the power plant, has written me, accepting his death sentence attempting to save the area residents from exposure to radiation. My government still insists everything is okay. I then succumbed to severe radiation poisoning as a result of my exposure to the contamination. I died. At my funeral, my government showed up uninvited, confronted all the mourners, and insisted everything is okay.
Thank you, Danny, and I am very sorry about Danny. Nardo also expresses his condolences. Hold on. Let me get him. Meow. See? That was him. Next up is our old friend, Novel Joe. I won't try to type out the sound of a harmonica on the speech-to-text thing. I might hurt my thumbs.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 259 with the prompt of contamination. We have an issue of Flying Island Press coming out early next week. We've all been working hard, recording our stories and editing them. We're all pretty worn out, but it should be a good issue. Well, here's my story. With newly dawning emotions, he looked down at his rotting fingers and his fleshless forearms. He could feel the contamination inching its way through his altered veins. One of his few remaining teeth dropped from his mouth and rattled across the stainless steel workbench of his former laboratory. "I'd better keep that," he thought. He thought, and thinking surprised him. He brought his hand up close to his jaundiced eyes and sighed. He could almost see the fresh new skin as it regenerated across the bones. He'd been bitten by a human and had been cursed with healthy mortality. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Novel Joe. Autocorrect wants to put normal instead of novel. Ha ha ha. As if. Finally, let's wrap this thing up with a visit from Planet Z.
Wake up, Major Phillips. We're done torturing you. You've proven that our methods of interrogation are inadequate, and we congratulate you. The nuclear weapon codes in your head continue to elude us. However, we're still unclear on one thing. The difference between exposure and contamination. Maybe you can help us with that. It's no secret, right? If we hold a solution of a highly radioactive iodine mixed with water near your daughter, that's exposure to radiation, right? And if we make her swallow it, that's contamination? Which is which? Don't try to speak. We have plenty of time until she gets thirsty.
And there you have it. Plenty of 100-word stories on the topic of contamination. Enough to shake a stick at. You can read the stories on the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's plenty to do there. Besides shaking a stick at the site. An archive of thousands of 100-word stories. Links to the author's pages. A poll to let people know which were your favorites. And a comment section for you to ignore like you always do. Oh, and a Facebook-like widget thingy. We'll be back next week with another weekly challenge. The topic is, be Italian. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.